It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and do you know what? It is time for us to spend the next 15 minutes and talk hunting and fishing. We get to do this every week on KETR, and by the number of emails that I get back, I know a lot of you folks up in Northeast Texas enjoy it. So this week, we're going to start out visiting with guide Larry Sparks. Now, Larry guides for Stripers. He has a guide service, Sparky's Guide Service, up at Lake Texoma. He's been our guest many times in the past, but not in a few months. Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Luke.
Well, I'm glad to get you on with me. And, you know, you've got some positive news about the algae. The algae was a problem as far as people get at Texoma, as far as people getting in the water, but it never affected the striper fishing, you were telling me, and I know that firsthand. But there's a little late breaking news on the algae problem, right?
Yes, sir. I got it firsthand right off the TV a while ago, Luke. Right before we started visiting, they said the call, which we kind of knew this, but I just got it verified through that. But as the water has got cold, a little cooler, they say this algae is breaking up, and they're supposed to be testing the next few days. And they said that it looks like we ought to get a clean bill of health, which, like you said, it's never really hurt the fishing. I don't think too many people want to be going swimming anyway, but, you know, it's good to have it. It's good to have it cleared up. It gives everybody, a clear mind, and they don't have to worry about it. And man, to go along with what fishing's doing right now, people need to be here. We've got a lot of, plenty of vacancy, got three boats running, it's really been good.
Well, Larry, for over, 24, 25 years, at least that long, I've looked forward to fall fishing up at Texoma, and it's what it should be now. I know that from a personal standpoint too, but schooling fish and a striper, a striper is a saltwater transplant. The Eastern Seaboard, the colonists, the Jamestown, that's what those folks ate. They would run up in the bay systems, and to spawn. Well, Texoma, it's awesome, but Texoma is the same type fishery. You've got the Ouachita and the Red Rivers that the stripers run up in each spring, and it's a natural reproduction, and it's a unique fishery up there, isn't it, Larry?
Yes, it is. We're one of the very few in the country that has where the natural breeding takes place, and we're very fortunate. They stocked this lake one time in the 60s, in about the mid-60s, and they never stocked it any again. So there's been a lot of fish taken out since then.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fish in here right now. Golly, it's loaded with small fish.
I like that. That means this fishing's good now, and it's going to be from years to come. But, as an outdoor writer, I've done a lot of articles in the past 25 years on Texoma, and I've learned a lot, Larry, visiting with biologists and all. But the reason Texoma is such a great striper fishery has to do with the salt mines upstream. The salinity has to be just right in the water to make the striper eggs buoyant, where they'll float up and float along the bottom. And it just meant to be, but the salt upstream in the river, in the Red River, that's really the reason that the biologists tell me that it's such a great fishery. But regardless, we know one thing, they're biting.
Right.
What's a good pattern now, Larry? We know the stripers are there. What's a good way to catch them?
Well, we've talked in earlier about them being on the ledges, and they still are. But this last few days, we've been in about 60-foot water, Luke, fishing 30-foot down. And, there's schools of fish you just won't believe. Whether you're a novelist and come down and want to slab, it's just pretty awesome. Or we're going to get out and work and catch that fresh bait every morning, and boy, that's kind of a no-brainer for us if they tear it up. But the fish are, and I mean it sounds kind of crazy, but it's just about anywhere you want to go, you set up and you can catch them fish.
Larry, you know, we can catch per person two stripers over 20, and then you've got your box fish, you know, 20 and under. Are the bigger stripers, you know, over 20, are they?
We're catching some. Yeah, we're basically getting our long fish, maybe not all the time.
Uh-huh.
I had a report, and we hadn't done it, but if anybody wants to like to maybe sleep in and do an afternoon fish, I heard this good friend of mine just caught the heck out of the better fish, and that's the only afternoon catch. So, you know, that's something that we're going to try here this next week, but if they want to catch some good fish, maybe an afternoon fish, it's a little warmer right now, might not be a bad program to do, because I know that that happened. You know, you'd think it'd be the same morning or evening. Sometimes it's not, but them better fish are biting in the afternoon, so, you know.
Good tip
sometimes
there.
Sometimes it's good to sleep in and fish a little, you know, up in the mid part of the day.
Oh, that sounds like a good deal for my. I've got a fall striper article planned with you, and the drive up will be a lot easier to do.
We may need to get together and do that, because I'm sure that happened, and we're going to know a little more about it next day or two.
Yeah.
He said he had trouble catching the small ones, so. That's kind of a different deal.
Yeah. Well, I know our readers there in the Greenville Herald banner, right up there, close in the heart of KETR country, would probably enjoy a good fresh article on striper fishing and one about how to catch them in the fall. Well, Larry, coming up, if people want to learn more about catching stripers at Lake Texoma or talk to you, I know for a fact that they can go online to SparkysGuideService.com, and if they want to call you, we're going to leave your number in just a minute. But the thing is, people that don't know about Texoma or haven't discovered all the awesome fishing up there, if they call you, you can help them out as far as place.
Tell them everything I know. I can tell them that pretty quick, as you know.
You're not kidding me.
I don't, you know, there's no secrets up here. It's just, you know, we get out there. Our deal is that when we get out there every day and work at it, that's kind of the secret. But we try to always... No, I don't mind helping somebody. All they
got
to do is call me.
You bet. And as far as, but, you know, there's things when you're planning a fishing trip, lodging and things like that, you can help them out with all that stuff.
You bet.
Well, Larry, what's a good number for people to give you a call?
580-916-2293. That'll catch me about any time.
Or there, you know, like you said, Sparky's Guide Service, right?
Yes, sir. SparkysGuideService.com. And I'll try to answer it. I'm not a great computer person, but I usually get them answered some way.
You bet. Larry, thanks very much for being with us, buddy.
Thank you, Luke. Be looking forward to next time.
Folks, let's head up to Lake Levan now. Guide Billy Kilpatrick's been our guest many, many times in the past, but let's check in and see what the low water conditions up there are doing to the fishing. Good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, Luke. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better, buddy. We're sure glad to get you back on. A lot of folks that's fished with you listen to you when you get on here with us on KETR each week. And
yes, sir. I appreciate it, too.
Well,
thanks.
Well, we all appreciate having you on and the good tips you give us. You know, Billy, Lake Levan is low. It's been you live right on the lake out there. It's been a while since it's been this low, right?
The last time it was this low was in 02.
I remember back then. Well, do you think is it about as low as it got then, or is it lower? Can you tell?
We're at about 13 feet now. That summer it got almost 18, so we still got plenty of water out here fishing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there. It seems like when the news gets out, for instance, the algae problem up at Texoma back in the summer, the fishing was great. I mean, it was really, I was up there, it was really good, but they didn't want people to get in the water. You know? Well, now at Levan, the scenario was a little bit the same. The fishing's real good, but all you hear about is the low water. Let's say we want to come up to Levan, Billy, and you've made your living guiding for a long time, but crappie, you're a specialist at catching crappie. Now, right now, if you want to come up there, what would be a good pattern for the average person if he wanted to catch some mess of crappie?
Well, first thing, there's only one boat ramp open on the lake, and it's at Little Ridge Park, and it's what the Corps engineer calls a low water boat ramp, is what it is, and it's the old existing boat ramp that was on the lake before they actually raised the water 18 feet. So it's the old boat ramp, and it's kind of small
mm-hmm.
and narrow. That's the first thing. But once you get your boat in there, the fish for about the last 45 days, they came back into shallow water when the lake turned over and the shad came in with them. And there was just thousands of shad here the last 7 or 8 weeks in about 2 to 4 foot of water. And it's just a matter of finding any points. Right now, there's a lot of trees showing in the water. The fish are holding close to structure. Small minnows and small jigs have been one of the prime things to use for bait. We're not catching a whole lot of numbers, but most of the fish we're catching are big fish and a lot of keepers.
A lot of keeper fish. Well, that's got the crappie covered well, Billy. How about if you want to catch some catfish now? Have you had a check on that lately?
Yeah, the catfish, right now, the blues are just, everybody I know just tearing them up, fishing on the off of the bank. You don't even need a boat. When the winds are out of north or out of south, when the winds are out of north, you fish on the north side of the points. And when the winds are out of south, you fish on the south side of points, and it's blowing shad up in. And I guess maybe there's some sand bass running the bank eating them, and the catfish are in there eating what leftovers there are. But a lot of catfish, a lot of blues being caught right now on shad. Shad's pretty accessible at accessible at the power plant.
Okay, that's a good spot to get them. Well, Billy, we appreciate you being with us like always. I know you're probably out on the water this morning right now, but we do have a good a cell signal on you. So let's do this. People that might want to learn more or get updates on Lake Levan or come out there and get with you, how do they, first your website and then a phone number, please, sir.
Yeah, my website's www.straightlineguide.com, and my cell phone number is 214-232-7847.
Okay, Billy, straightlineguide.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, buddy, thanks a lot. We'll let you get back to catching them, and we'll try to get you back real soon.
All right, I appreciate it.
You know, folks, most of our interviews, very many of them, are done out in the woods or on the water. Folks are talking to me on a cell phone, and it's not like we're always in a studio when we're recording. So I think that's part of the allure that makes this show real for you, but you got to understand, if there's a little dead spot or something, like in this last interview, these guys are out, you know, winds blowing and everything else, but we try our best to get some good quality sound for you, some good recordings. You know, duck season kicked off last Saturday. I was in a blind hunting southeast of Dallas Saturday morning with my grandson. And actually, if you will read the Greenville Herald banner this week, my column in it, you'll have a picture. You'll see a picture of little Jack. We shot, I didn't do any shooting. Old Gramps was doing the calling, and Jack's other grandfather, Phil Zimmerman, was hunting. Jack and Phil were doing the shooting, but wound up with five big fat gadwalls, which are going to make some really good eating. The ducks were decoying well, but a tip for you, if you hunt ducks, you don't need this tip if you're a veteran duck hunter, but maybe if you don't hunt them a lot, without exception, there would be flights of 6 to 10, maybe 12 gadwalls working our blind at a time, and most every one that we actually shot into, they circled at least 3 times. They'd come by just out of range, then they might come by with a pass just, say, 35, 40 yards. Then they would early season birds will commit if you give them time. They'd lock their wings and come sailing in. So we've got some good gadwall fillets for some upcoming smoked duck and bacon and jalapeno wraps that are really, really good. I've enjoyed being with you folks today, and I hope if you have any outdoor tips that you'd like me to talk about on the air, or maybe if you'd like to be my guest and you're an outdoorsman up northeast Texas, you can always go to catfishradio.com, and there you can email me, or you can listen to the archive of our hour-long show we do each week. So until this time next week, I want you to be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.